Joyce Wilcher tries to feed her family fresh, organic food whenever possible. But such food can sometimes be hard to find in grocery stores, and it can be expensive if you do. So she's found another source.
So how's it going?
Good. Getting these pumpkin seeds in so we can have Halloween, or eat them, whatever, make pies.
Wilcher's one of about 100 people who've become shareholders in Living Earth Community Farm in Talmadge Township, Michigan. The shareholders and farmers have formed what they hope will be a mutually beneficial partnership. The farmers try to recruit as many members as possible during the lean winter months, so they'll have money to help cover the cost of the upcoming spring planting. In return, the members earn a share of what the farmer produces, but they also share the risk if there's a drought or other calamity. Nancy Kaiser manages the Living Earth Community Farm with her husband, Paul.
What we try to do is to let people know that they're a part of this farm and that, you know, some years we're not going to have a bounty of, say, okra, but we will have a lot of green beans.
It costs nearly $400 to buy a share on this farm, but the price drops to around $300 if you put in a few hours of work each month. Across the country, there are about 1,000 farms operating this way. It's a growing movement called Community Supported Agriculture, or CSA. For shareholders, it can mean plenty of good food, and some farmers say this kind of setup can be more profitable, since they're selling directly to consumers and cutting out costs such as marketing and transportation. Mark Ritchie is president of the Minneapolis-based Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy.
For a number of individual farmers, it's made the difference between going out of business and surviving. And for many, it's been the only opportunity that they, as a young person, without a lot of money, could get into farming.
And yet, Ritchie says community-supported farms often still have to develop additional markets to survive. So they might also sell produce to food co-ops or at farmers' markets. In the Great Lakes region, Madison, Wisconsin is one of the larger hubs of community-supported farming. It's also home to the University of Wisconsin Center for Integrated Agricultural Systems, where concepts like community-supported agriculture are studied and evaluated. Steve Stevenson is the center's acting director. He says CSA is growing around some parts of the region, with no real surprises as to who's signing up.
They are who you would tend to think. They tend to be reasonably well-educated, not super high-income, but kind of middle to upper-middle class.
Stevenson says for many of these shareholders, there's a lot more to community-supported farms than just finding a source for inexpensive food. Some see their involvement as a political statement, since they know they're not supporting the use of pesticides or genetically engineered crops with their food dollars. That's important to shareholder Joyce Wilcher, and so is the idea of connecting with the earth.
And it's a real good experience for children to see firsthand how we get this food on the table. They think it all comes from grocery stores, and they have no idea that you plant in the ground and it comes up and we pick it and we cook it. And so, yeah, a lot has been lost through the generations. A lot has been lost.
Still, community-supported agriculture is not for everyone, and the movement faces its share of challenges. Laura DeLinde is an anthropologist at Michigan State University. She studied CSA operations throughout Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. She found shareholder retention rates at the farms ranged from 80% at older, more established operations to 40% at some of the newer farms. DeLinde says to retain shareholders, farmers often need to educate them about what kinds of food they'll be getting, how much they'll be getting, and how to plan meals around what's in season.
People want to, from a philosophical standpoint, support local farmers and eat locally and have all good intentions, but when it comes to facing a basket of raw vegetables, have second thoughts.
But the University of Wisconsin's Steve Stevenson says the biggest challenge for community-supported agriculture lies ahead, as development pushes up the cost of land around the fringe of cities, where community-supported farms tend to be. Stevenson says shareholders will eventually have to help shoulder those costs. And he says the shareholders who remain will likely be the ones who believe that community-supported agriculture stands for more than just food. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Talmadge Township.